"Hi!" cried out Tom Kist again in great excitement. "Don't you remember what I told you, sir? 269 foot. Sure, that must be what I saw them measuring with the line." Parson Jones had now caught the flame of excitement that was blazing up so strongly in Tom's breast. He felt as though some wonderful thing was about to happen to them.
"To be sure, to be sure,"
he called out in a great big voice.
"And then they measured out 427 foot south, southwest by south. And then they drove another peg. And then they buried the box 6 foot to the west of it. Why, Tom Kist, if we've read this all right, this fortune is made."
Tom Kist stood staring straight at the old gentleman's excited face. Were they, indeed, about to find the treasure chest? Tom thought to himself, but all the time he stood staring into the good old gentleman's face. It was Parson Jones who first spoke.
"But what do all these figures mean?"
And Tom noticed how the paper shook in his hand. The parson began to read again.
Mark 40:72-91.
"Mark!" cried out Tom, almost screaming. "Why, that must mean the stake yonder. That must be the mark." And he pointed to the oaken stick with its red tip blazing against the white sand behind it.
"And the 40 and 72 and 91,
cried the old gentleman in a voice equally shrill.
"Why, that must mean the number of steps the pirate was counting when you heard him."
"To be sure, that's what they mean," cried Tom Kist. "That is it, and it can be nothing else. Oh, come, sir, let us make haste and find it."
"Stay, stay,"
said the good gentleman, holding up his hand, and again Tom Kist noticed how he trembled and shook. His voice was steady enough, though very hoarse, but his hand shook and trembled as though with a palsy.
"Stay! Stay! First of all, we must follow these measurements, and 'tis a marvelous thing,"
he croaked, after a little pause.
"How this paper ever came to be here.